Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Dear children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today is Thursday, 7th May, and the corresponding Islamic date is 14th Ramadan 1441. There are two great favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which we all experience at some point in our life, and many of us experience for great length of time. Yet these two blessings and gifts are mostly neglected, and as a result one is left to regret in later life. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mentioning both of these blessings, says, ni'matan maghbunun feehima kathirun minan nas, as-siha wal-faragh. The two blessings which we neglect and we do not realize to be a great blessing. Number one is health, and number two is free time. Both of these are invaluable blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because through health and through free time, one is able to achieve great things. Once a person becomes busy, once a person becomes ill, thereafter, the doors of opportunity become very restricted, and a person is left to then regret over lost time, over lost health. So my message today is that these two great blessings, they should be valued. Especially in young age, we usually do not realize these two great blessings. So let us contemplate upon these two great blessings, and let us make the most of them. Now, how can we make the most of them? Number one, one's free time should be utilized in order to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and should be free of any transgression and sin. Number two, one's health, one's energy should be exerted again to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and one should try to worship as much as possible. In order to value both of these two times, what can one do? A person needs to make a good timetable. The timetable should cover his 24 hours in the day, and a person should very punctually follow this timetable. In the timetable, there should be time for family. In the timetable, one can allocate work time, one can allocate study time, one can allocate recreational facility. But apart from this, one should look for as many windows of opportunity as possible in order to fit in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this, the five times Farz Salah should be fixed. There should be time for tilawat and dhikr. There should be time for dua. And wherever a person finds the temptation to fit in an unlawful activity, then this unlawful activity should be removed. Now, how does a person make sure he is following the timetable? There is something called muhasaba. Our pious elders have very beautifully created a system in which a person can very easily come onto deen. Now, muhasaba means that a person self-reflects. And the way to do muhasaba is daily, in the evening before going to sleep, one should contemplate upon the 24 hours. And one should go through each minute of the day, and upon the good, one should say Alhamdulillah, and upon the wrong, one should say Astaghfirullah. Inshallah, doing this will allow a person to value these two very great blessings which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. So I'll quickly recap that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us many blessings. From these blessings, two very important blessings are time and good health. And a person mostly does not value these two until they are lost. Once a person becomes busy, he or she realizes that how valuable free time was. Once a person falls ill, then they start to value the good health which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. In order to value these two, a person needs to ensure that they are both used in order to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are not used to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in order to do this, a person needs to have a very good timetable, and that timetable should consist of good actions and should have no room for wrong actions. And finally, in order to make sure a person is very punctually following that timetable, daily a person needs to to do a self account of the day, and he needs to do istighfar and tawbah upon the wrong, and needs to do shukr and alhamdulillah upon the good. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to practice upon these few advices. Inshallah, until tomorrow, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.